Welcome to episode 73 of the Transforma tu Inglés Profesional podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Smith. Today, I will be talking with Alistair, an amazing coach from my team, all about how translating conocer can lead to errors, why una reunión is not a reunion, how to express the idea that you met someone by chance, and how Alistair and I actually met. This podcast helps you push your business English communication skills to the next level so that you can grow professionally and achieve your international career goals. So without further ado, let's get straight into it. Enjoy. Hi everyone. Today we're going to be talking about one particular verb that can be quite confusing. And as is always the case with this type of thing, it's a confusion between English and Spanish. And it's an interesting one, a common mistake actually. And as usual, Alistair is here with me. Hi Alistair.
Hi Daniel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, this one is an interesting one because it was actually something related to a client of yours and a question that a client asks you, right? Is that that's the scenario?
And not the first time that I've been asked this question, so it is quite a common mistake.
Absolutely. And so let's just introduce the idea or the concept of the whole episode here, because it's all related to the verb to meet, right? Mm. And so maybe you could give us an idea of exactly what that question was, because that's kind of a good context for our listeners, because they probably will certainly maybe see themselves in that position.
They may recognize
that, yeah, that they might actually have produced that type of question. Yeah. That was,
or may not even have ever realized it was a mistake.
Well, absolutely.
If no one's ever corrected them.
Yeah.
So it's quite important. So yeah, my client in the coaching session asked me the question, which I've been asked before: how did you know your wife? Mm. Yeah. I could have said, well, I could refer them back to an episode of the podcast where I explained it. And so did you. We each
discussed
this question. So we're not going to say it again. I'm not going to answer the question here. If people are interested, go back and look in the episode, an older episode of the podcast.
Yeah.
And I said, no, that is not correct. What you should have asked me was, how did I meet my wife?
Yeah.
So you need to change the verb from know to meet. Now, in Spanish, right, what they're thinking in their head, or translating into English directly, was como conociste, tu mujer, a tu mujer. So they're thinking of the verb conocer, which is to know. So it's logical they think, know, the past of know is new. So, it's a question, so you don't need to change it in this
you
case.
You don't, actually, that's right, yeah.
So they'd say, how did you know your wife? And if that was correct, I would answer, I knew my wife, and then I would tell the story.
Exactly.
But I didn't do that because I didn't know. I met my wife for the first time. So this conocer por primera vez, if you want to, you know, give it more context. This is not translated by the past of the verb to know. So you don't ask someone, how did you know somebody? You say, how did you meet someone?
Exactly.
Or when did you meet a particular person? So we have to change the verb to meet and put it in the past in this case.
Yes.
So, you know, I met my wife, and this has been explained before at great length in a previous episode.
That's right.
So, that's a common mistake.
Yeah, and that's the point here, right, is because that distinction, that it really is very important in terms of when you should use know and when you should use meet.
Exactly.
And meet really is most of the time used. Well, let's
it
say
has other meanings that we'll
yeah,
go
it has
into.
Lots of meanings.
It's
that's
quite
right.
Complicated
but
verb, in fact.
At least right at the beginning of this episode, we should make it clear that when you meet somebody for the first time, you should use meet, not know, right?
Exactly. You're introduced to somebody. So this is Juan. You go, oh, hello, Juan. My name's Ali. How are you? I'm fine, thank you. Nice to meet you is what we say. This is the clue, in fact.
Yeah.
Now, it's interesting because most of our listeners and our clients, I'm sure 99% of them know that expression and
use
it.
They do, for sure.
When they meet people at work, when they meet people, they say, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
So that should give you the clue that the verb we need is meet and not know.
Exactly.
But often people don't necessarily make that connection. But yeah, you say, nice to meet you. Now you have met. Now, from that point on, you know that person. Now, you don't know them very well. At this point, you have just met them.
Yes.
So you're not best friends. You don't know very much about them, almost nothing. Really, all you know is their name and maybe their job. You know, this is Juan from Human Resources. So I know this guy is called Juan and he works in Human Resources. That's all I know.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's married, if he has kids, his hobbies. I know nothing about him. But I know him in the sense I know who he is.
Yes.
So if the next day somebody says, do you know Juan from Human Resources? And I say, oh, yes, I do. I met him yesterday. We were introduced yesterday. So yes, I know him. I don't know him very well. But I know who he is.
Yes.
I know his name, no? And I know he works in Human Resources. So basically, you cannot know someone in any way, to any degree, until you've met them.
That's right.
And this is why it sounds strange in English. You say, how did you know your wife? You go, well, I couldn't, before I knew my wife, I couldn't know her. Well, that's before right. I was introduced to her, you can't know someone. So first you have to meet, in some sense, be introduced, and then you know.
Exactly.
So that's the order in English, whereas in Spanish, that doesn't, you've got the same verb, conocer. Exactly. So Spanish people don't distinguish, well, they understand the difference, obviously, from the context, but the verb is the same. But in English, it isn't. It's very important you need to change that verb depending what you mean. Yeah.
So, yeah, so you corrected that particular client, right?
I did.
You said,
I did.
Yeah, well, who, whatever his name was, which let's imagine he's Juan,
Pedro.
Right?
Or Juan,
Pedro, yeah, whatever. And so you said to Pedro, well, okay, Pedro, you can't say that. You can't say, how did you know your wife? You said, you have to say, how did you meet your wife? How did you meet
that is
your
the
wife?
Question you want in that context.
Exactly.
And then I can explain, well, I met my wife, and explain where we met, whether that was in a bar, a disco, or somebody, a friend of a friend introduced us or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And that's when you meet somebody and then you know them.
Absolutely.
You know them more or less, depending on your relationship from that point on.
Good. So I think that's hopefully clear for our listeners. But now, Alistair, let's kind of go into other situations, right? Because obviously meet, it can be used in many different situations. And we want to kind of extrapolate that out a little bit more, right? We want to extend it. So obviously everybody knows the word meeting, okay, in our audience. The meeting is easy, right?
To have a meeting at work. I'm sure everyone has meetings.
Everybody has
meetings. Too many meetings, no doubt.
Too many meetings, yeah. Meetings that drag on, like we did in our last episode. And there can actually be a little bit of a false friend here as well, right? Because Spanish speakers often think of reunión, right? And they sometimes say reunion. And it's probably worth us just touching a little bit on that and why that's wrong and what actually a reunion is, right, Alistair?
Yeah, well, we do have the word reunion, exactly. So yeah, bit of a false friend. Although it's not exact. I mean, it does have a meeting. It does have the meaning of being with people, meeting people, but in a different context.
Yeah.
That's the point. So at work, you have meetings. You have work meetings. You don't have reunions.
No.
And a reunion is a very specific thing that we don't use the word very often. So I don't know if you've had any, you know, old school reunions or university reunions.
I haven't. My parents have, although, you know, like I'm sure that, well, actually there was one a few years ago that was a reunion in terms of the people who went to my school in Belgium, in Brussels, and they met in London, all of them. And that was like a real reunion. I didn't actually go to that, but that was a reunion, but I just missed it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you were invited to the reunion of old friends from Belgium, but you didn't attend. You didn't go.
Yeah.
Yeah, attend would be a proper meeting at work. Attend is not really the word. You didn't go.
I didn't go.
So there you are. A reunion is this kind of thing of old, well, people you knew in the past, maybe from school, university, for example, previous jobs. You haven't seen these people for a long time or you haven't had very much contact. And usually somebody in the group organizes a reunion. They contact different members of that, you know, your old class from school
and say,
hey, we're having a reunion in Brussels and we're trying to get together all the people who used to know each other who went to school together, who maybe some people haven't seen each other for whatever 20-30 years, whatever.
Yeah, exactly, right.
And that's a reunion. Not everyone likes reunions. They sort of go, oh, I feel a bit uncomfortable meeting these people who I knew when I was 11 and now I'm 50. I wouldn't even recognize them. And some people like them. They think they're great. It's like, oh, it's a good chance to get back in touch with old friends.
Yes,
find out
what,
to catch up with people
to catch up,
you haven't seen for years. So that's a very specific thing. There's even websites I think called you know, school reunion.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah.
You can put your name in there and they connect people.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
So that's a very specific thing.
It is very specific.
To do with work meetings.
Yeah. And so the likelihood of our listeners actually correctly using a reunion, because I don't know whether I've really heard or experienced that so much in Spain, that whole concept of reunion.
Well, I'm sure people do. Spain is the famous thing of la mili, so the military service.
Oh,
obviously, you have to be a certain age now to have done the military service, because I think it ended just after I arrived, I think around 99, 2000, they ended military service. So to have done military service, you'd have to be at least, I don't know, in your late 40s or something.
Mm,
So I think that's a thing. It's like a bonding experience.
Mm.
You know, people spend a very intense period together, a year or whatever, 2 years
The
milli.
Yeah.
And I think having the reunion of your old friends from the milli is quite a classic. I've seen in sort of Spanish TV shows. And
have you?
Films.
Okay. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, so that's sort of that wouldn't exist in England, because the military service in UK ended about the end of the 50s, before I was born, I think.
Right, yeah.
So thank God we never had to do
We didn't have military service. No, that's right.
So that would be a tip. There's a good example of, say, oh yeah, I'm having an old reunion with my friends from the milli.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't seen each other for 25 years or something.
Yeah. Exactly. Good. So there you go. That's a little bit of a false friend and just one to keep an eye on. But then, there are other types of ways that we need to explore meet, right, Alistair?
Yeah. Well, let's go to that situation of a meeting at work.
Okay. And
we'll try to give a sort of an example, if you like, using some of the different meanings of meet in the same situation. So, you go to a work meeting, you attend, not assist.
Yeah.
Classic false friend.
Yeah.
You attend the meeting. In the meeting, you're introduced to a new colleague who's just started in the company.
Okay.
So maybe your boss introduced you. He said, Ali, this is Juan. Juan works in human resources. He's just joined the company. So, nice to meet you, Juan. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you, Ali.
Yeah.
So there, you've just met.
Yeah.
So you just met Juan for the first time.
Yes.
Okay. Now you know him. Now, you don't know him very well, because you've just met like two seconds before.
Okay.
But you know his name, and you know he works in human resources. Mm-hmm. So if someone asks you after the meeting, do you know Juan from human resources? He's a new guy. He's just joined the company. Say, yeah, I know him. I was just introduced to him in the meeting by the boss. Mm-hmm. So I just met him 10 minutes ago. So you can meet someone for the first time in the meeting.
Yes.
So here we've got two meanings of meeting already, no?
Yeah.
And then you know Juan a little bit.
Absolutely.
Because you've met him in the meeting.
Absolutely.
Okay, so to carry on this sort of scenario.
Yes.
You could then say to Juan, well, Juan, some of us are going to meet after the meeting to have a beer. So here's another meaning of meeting.
Yes.
This is not a work meeting, and you're not meeting your colleagues for a beer for the first time. Obviously, they're your colleagues.
Yes.
You already know them.
Yeah.
So what does meeting mean in this sense? We're meeting we're meeting for a beer after the meeting.
Yeah.
So what does meet mean there in that sense?
It's kind of, you're just, just kind of getting together, right? You're just like...
Getting together. Seeing each other to do something together at the same time, no?
Yeah.
So that's a different meaning of meet. So it's not the first time, obviously. It's not a work meeting. You're just meeting your friends. So you can meet people for a beer, to go to the cinema, to have dinner, to have lunch, just when you see your friends.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or people you know. So in this case, you say to Juan, who's new and he doesn't know anyone, or he doesn't know anyone very well, let's say.
Yeah.
He may have met some of these colleagues for 5 seconds, but he doesn't really know people very well. So you say, well, in order to get to know, and here's an interesting, we have to use another verb, get. Mm-hmm. So when you're trying to know people better, to have a better relationship and find out more information about them, you know, is Juan married? Does he have kids? What are his hobbies? Does he like football? Does he read books? I don't know anything about it. I met him. I know who he is, but I don't really know him properly yet. Mm. So I want to meet him for a beer to get to know him better. So this is quite a useful phrase, to get to know someone better or more and more.
That's right.
So you say, hey, Juan, you want to meet us, the rest of us, for a beer? We're meeting after the meeting, after work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. So there's another meaning of meet, okay?
Yeah.
And get to meet.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, let's think of another, continue this scenario. So you're all walking down the street to the local bar to have your beer after work.
Yeah.
With Juan, with a new guy.
Yeah.
And you meet Pedro. You say, hey, Pedro, where are you going? Said, oh, I was just going home. We said, oh, would you like to come for a beer? We're all going for a beer. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. So this doesn't mean you met Pedro for the first time.
No.
Obviously, you knew who he was because you knew his name. Mm-hmm. So it's not meet for the first time. It's not a work meeting. You're not at work. You're walking in the street.
Yep.
You're not yet meeting, having the beer with him.
No.
He wasn't invited.
That's right.
But you met him. How did you meet him? Accidentally and unexpectedly. Just walking in the street, he appears. Oh, hi, Pedro. So you met him. So meet, just to confuse things, has another meaning, which is encontrarse in Spanish.
Yes.
So basically, te encuentras con alguien en la calle or en la tienda. So you
por casualidad.
Yeah,
right?
By chance.
By chance.
So purely by chance, accidentally, unexpectedly, you meet somebody when you're shopping or walking in the street.
Yeah.
So it's very complex, this verb meet.
It is.
Because in Spanish, you'd have different verbs or different words depending which meaning you're talking about. Because we've already got conocer por primera vez.
Yeah.
Reunirse or tener.
Yeah.
Una reunión. What else have we got? The meeting your friends for a drink. This is sometimes a bit difficult to translate. I suppose it would be like quedar.
Yeah.
In Spain, at least. I don't know if people use that in Latin America, but here people use quedar con los amigos.
Yeah.
It's very
common. Quedamos?
¿Dónde quedamos?
Yeah.
Or quedamos el sábado para tomar algo.
Yeah.
So, you know, shall we meet on Saturday to have a beer?
Yeah.
So they're actually seeing people to do something, having lunch, dinner, going to the cinema, having a beer. In Spain, they use this word, this verb quedar a lot.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about Latin America. Maybe they use other words, but...
Sure.
So there's another verb. And then this meeting somebody by chance accidentally is encontrarse con.
Sí.
So we've already got, about four Spanish verbs, I think?
Yeah.
So one verb in English, meet.
Yeah. So the complexity here is exactly that, right? Mm. Where probably a Spanish brain has got those four different verbs and they might not automatically go to the verb to meet, right? Because they might be looking for another one. You might be saying in your brain, well, I can't use meet again.
Surely.
Yeah. But in this case, actually you can. And to be able to use it properly, to use that verb to meet properly is essential, right?
You could have sentences like, so when you meet Pedro accidentally in the street, you could say, Pedro, this is Juan. I just met him in the meeting and we're meeting for a beer. So you met Pedro accidentally.
Yeah.
You're all meeting for a beer. You've invited Juan to meet for a beer and you met him in the meeting. So, I mean,
that's a little bit
crazy.
Like a tongue twister, like a trabalenguas, right?
Yeah. It's like a one we did with the bear, I think. Or
Maybe. Yeah.
So,
well, if you got all of that right, that would be quite fantastic. It's not it's not a sentence that I hear very often, but technically and grammatically, it is correct. So,
So basically, it's difficult with the Spanish mind having those maybe four or five, depends, different verbs for what seem to be completely different actions.
Yes.
Well, they're all connected in some way, but they are different. And things, we've got one verb for all of them.
Yeah.
Now, a Spanish speaker may say, well, how on earth am I supposed to know? Like if someone says to me, meet, how can I interpret which meaning of meeting they're talking about?
Sure.
And that is a fact that it could be ambiguous or confusing. Yep. So somebody if I just said to you, Daniel, I met Juan on Saturday.
Yeah.
If I don't say any more, I don't give you any more information or any more context, you could be confused.
I could.
You could say, what do you mean, Ali? You mean you met Juan for the first time or you met him for a beer because he's a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Or you met him in the street accidentally? What do you mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, really, I have to give you a bit more information.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
It's a little bit like that sort of situation where in English you say, oh, like a friend or like, you know, sometimes in English, you don't know whether that friend is male or female, for example. Mm. You know, have to give more information.
Yeah,
you must, you know, like, word. You know, I don't know if you're saying to your parents, I'm meeting with a friend, and your parents don't know whether that's a man or a
have
female.
You got a girlfriend,
Yeah, exactly. Again, in English there with meet is a little bit similar, right? Because I don't know whether you've met Juan for the first time, whether that's the first time you've met Juan or not, right? So, or maybe it's something like, you met him
accidentally.
Yeah.
Now, probably if I met him accidentally, unexpectedly, by chance, I will say something that will indicate that.
Yes.
So I'd say,
we were actually talking before, weren't we, about how you could sense in English, you can say, I bumped into, you know, we didn't mention that, did we?
And there, that clears what you mean. So that you lose any ambiguity or confusion by changing, instead of say, I met Juan in the supermarket, Now, you say in the supermarket, you probably didn't arrange to meet in the supermarket for a beer. You don't meet people for entertainment in a supermarket. It'd be pretty strange.
Yeah.
So if you say, oh, I met Juan in the supermarket. I was doing my shopping and I met Juan. So by doing my shopping and I met Juan in the supermarket, you can guess that that means me encontré con Juan from the context, no?
Yeah.
Because it'd be a bit weird to arrange, hey, why don't we meet in the supermarket for a drink? No, you just don't do that. So it doesn't make any sense, no?
That's right,
and
absolutely.
Meeting someone for the first time in the supermarket, well, it's possible, but it's unlikely, no?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it usually you can understand, and usually people will add some extra information or give you more context so you can interpret which meaning of meet you're talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely right.
But not
absolutely.
Always. I mean, it is. So bump into. Yeah, bump is to collide.
Yes.
So a physical collision. So in the supermarket, you could literally bump into somebody you don't know.
That's right.
Accidentally. And you drop, I don't know, you've got a bottle of milk in your hand and you drop it and it breaks all over the floor because you bumped, somebody bumped into you physically, no? But this
absolutely.
Is a person you don't know, just absolutely. A person in the supermarket. You say, I bumped into Juan and we had a nice chat. So obviously you know Juan and you just met him accidentally. You didn't bump into him literally, probably.
Yeah.
Or both. You could even bump into him literally and go, oh, hello, Juan.
That's
so
right.
The person you bump into colliding, you actually know them. And you go, oh, wow, hello, Juan. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Say, oh, I'm absolutely. Shopping like you. Oh, yeah, okay. Obviously.
Okay, so that's I think we've covered that then, Alistair, but we wanted to give a little bit of an anecdote related to this, right? Which was to give our audience an idea of how we actually met for the first time. And so to kind of give a bit of context, really, just to give examples and play around with it a little bit, right?
Yeah.
The funny thing is that we're not 100% sure exactly when
we can't remember.
When or how we met, we're not 100% sure.
Yeah, so we're actually going to try and reproduce the conversation we've already had.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we weren't recording it. It would have been great,
right.
More spontaneous about how we met because we can't really remember. So we're having to go through, did we meet like this or like this? Or and we actually disagreed with how we met.
That's right. That's right. But
so
I
we're
think
still
the
not 100% sure, but the story is quite a nice illustration of using this verb.
The story, I think, personally, and you can correct me if you think I'm wrong, probably started with your wife from my
point going back to my wife.
Yes.
Yeah, which I have no memory of this at all, but you assure me that you met my wife first.
I think so, yes.
Not quite sure how you met her, but you met her first.
I think she may have contacted me, but then again, I never really met her face to face.
Ah, it's true. Not for a long time until very
not for
recently,
a long
in
time.
Fact.
Not for a long time.
So you met her through whatever email or a phone call or text messages, but didn't meet her face to face until very recently.
Until very recently, that's right.
And then I think what we've tried to work backward, you know, it's like, so she worked with you, giving some classes.
I
think she must have put you in contact with me. Because you must have been looking for another teacher.
Yeah.
Said, oh, my husband's a teacher or something. Who knows
the conversation. Yeah, I think I can even remember that conversation because I think she said, yeah. And she said, oh, I think, you know, it'd be good if you get in contact with my husband, you know, because he's an English teacher. And I was like, oh, wow, okay,
I always need English teacher, freelance English teacher. They're
absolutely.
The kind I want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so you probably called me, I would imagine. And we had a conversation. Phone conversation. So we introduced each. Well, how would you say that? We introduced each other. No, that's not right. Well,
no.
So nobody introduced us. We introduced ourselves. Mm. I suppose is the way to say it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we met over
exactly.
the phone. I would
we
imagine.
Did. Yeah.
And probably had it. So we met, but we didn't. So from that point on, we knew each other.
Exactly.
So once we had that first conversation, that first contact.
Yeah.
I knew who you were, you knew who I was, and
exactly.
probably you said, you know, offered me some classes at some point and we started working together.
That's right.
But
that's
we didn't actually meet for a long time.
That's right.
In
and
person,
again, we're not 100% sure when we met for the first time.
Yeah, and why,
face to face. Yeah.
Yeah, we think we know where, possibly, but we're not quite sure.
Yeah. So your kind of version of events is that we met in a bar, right, to have a beer?
Yeah, I think that you invited me to... You wanted to tell me some type of... Well, here's where we can use the different meanings.
Okay.
You wanted to have a meeting in the sense of a business meeting because finally we become friends, but we're also, you know, we work together. So we're sort of two things, colleagues and friends.
Yeah.
So in the sense of a colleague, if you like, somebody you work with, you wanted to have a meeting.
I did.
Which makes it sound like a bit. So it was two things at the same time.
Yes.
It was like a business meeting to talk about work things, because you had some proposal for me, I think, about something.
Yeah.
And also we were meeting just to get to know each other, to meet face to face for the first time in person. So it had sort of two reasons, if you like, and two concepts of meeting, you know, meeting for a coffee or a beer, whatever it was.
Yeah.
As in a personal sense, to get to know each other and to see each other face to face, to put a face to the name, sometimes we say, no.
Yeah.
And also you want to discuss business.
That's right.
So it was two things at the same time, a personal social meeting and a business meeting or a work meeting. So there's two meanings of meeting. So my memory is we met in a bar that's underneath your building.
That's right.
So on the ground floor of your building, you have a restaurant bar.
Yeah, and I think you're right in that. I think the way I recall it, where you say it now, I think that it must have been that. It must have been that.
Yeah.
I kind of had a recollection that we may have met for the first time literally on a job, you know.
Yeah, working in the same company.
Working in the same company, like and literally you doing one class other. And that we bumped into each other.
We bumped into each other, which we did, but I think that wasn't the first time.
No, maybe not.
So I think we already knew each other. Mm-hmm. We'd already met in this scenario that I'm explaining, and then we were working in the same office, the same company, giving classes, and we crossed each other. Maybe you were finishing and I was beginning.
Yeah.
And we bumped into each other in that office and said, oh, hi, Daniel.
Yeah.
But I think I already knew you at that point. We'd already met before.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it was that time in the bar.
Yeah.
But there you go. So but we're still not 100% sure. This is as near as we can get.
But one of the reasons why I think that you are probably right is that you mentioned that at that time I was finishing my book, I think. Mm. And and I spoke to you about my book and how I was going to release my book. And
you had some examples explaining.
I
remember having quite a long conversation.
Yes,
about
in fact, this was it. Because then when I started speaking to you, I noticed that you knew, because I was writing a book about all the common mistakes that Spanish speakers, that Spanish speakers make.
Like the one we've just started this podcast with, this episode about meat, for example.
And I was impressed in terms of your ability to know all of those mistakes at the same time. Yeah, that's right. Because I said, I'm writing this book about all these mistakes that Spanish speakers make. And you said, oh, so give me an example of those. And I said, oh, well, this one. And you were like, oh, well, yeah, and you could add this one as well. And this one.
You're like, I didn't. Yeah, you started making notes on it.
Yeah. Like typically, okay, I've got to write all this down because this could go in the book. Do you know what I mean?
It was sort of, that conversation actually was sort of like a early podcast
that's like
so exactly what we were talking about there could easily probably has been one of our podcasts basically.
That's right, exactly.
So it didn't actually give us the idea at that moment, but actually looking back, that was the seed of the podcast maybe, or the idea came from there. We said, just to, because we did meet for a beer, and this is the sense of meet as in somebody you already know. To have a beer. Mm. So we did meet quite a long time afterwards to have a beer one evening, I remember, in a bar near your house, but not the same one, in a little park close to you.
Yeah.
And that's where we had the idea of the podcast. And we said, because we were just sitting there chatting, going, wouldn't it be great just to record this? Just two native speakers sitting here with a beer, having a informal chat.
Yeah.
And for people to be able to, you know, listen to it as a natural conversation. And that was the beginning. That was the spark or the seed or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. In terms of the podcast. Yeah. Yeah. So, that was it. That's the story. That's really the story in terms of how we first met. And and it's kind of hopefully gives a bit of context in terms of, and those two books that, well, in fact, now I've published two books and they're available on Amazon if anybody wants to check them out. One of them very much related to the whole idea of false friends, and the second one more related to sort of business context and business language and, you know, how to extend your vocabulary in terms of a business context. Yeah. So those are definitely out there already now. But that was really interesting. Very interesting in terms of, kind of going down memory lane, como se dice en inglés. Right?
Yes, going down memory lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice one. Yeah, because lane means like a street. No, it's like it does. The street of memories. Poetic.
Kind of brings the idea of me sort of in London, there's a very famous road called Brick Lane.
Oh, yes. Mm. famous for the Indian restaurants.
That's right, for Indian restaurants. That's right. And so I'm sure many of our listeners may know
And Penny Lane, of course.
Well, Liverpool. Yeah, which probably even more famous.
Yeah, the song by the Beatles, which is place.
Yeah.
So you can go to Liverpool and visit Penny Lane. Many people do. There is the street sign of Penny Lane.
All right.
Well, they've had to, it's been stolen many times.
All right.
And now it's, I don't know what they've done, but you can't steal it anymore. It's so firmly in place. But it's just covered with millions of signatures. People write on it.
Oh, do they?
So it's just they have to sort of clean it every now and again.
So
Penny Lane is a real place. Like Abbey Road
there?
In London.
Have you been
many times. I used to take a bus route. I think if you come from the airport, John Lennon Airport as it is now, into the centre of Liverpool, you go through Penny Lane. Because I remember with Anna, my wife, the first time she ever went to Liverpool with me to visit my family, saying, I said to her, you know where you are now? And she's like, no, Penny Lane. And she's like, Penny Lane? But that's a song. I go, yeah, but it's a real place. So, Paul McCartney, if you go on YouTube, you can see a brilliant video with Paul McCartney. And he's walking down Penny Lane and he goes into the hair. So all the places that appear in the song, the bus stop, the hairdressers are still there. And he actually goes into the hairdressers to have his hair cut.
Right.
Which is the one that's in the song. So it's fascinating. And he's just walking down the street with people just looking like, it's Paul. Hello, Paul. What are you doing here? It's amazing.
Fantastic. Great. So, thank you very much, Alistair. We'll probably should call it a day. Call it a day at this point. But really interesting. Certainly, I think we covered all the ideas in terms of that one particular verb, to meet, where our listeners can go wrong with those particular questions when you're talking about something like, how did you know your wife for the first time? No, not quite right. You have to think of it in a different way. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
nice to meet you and that.
Nice to meet you. That's a good one, isn't it?
Because that's when you first meet someone.
Good. Alistair, thank you very much. Really nice one. Thank you. And we'll be back next week.
Yeah, all right? Pleasure as always. Cheers.
All right. See you then.